Shalom, nosa shiur.
The topic of our lesson is to learn from the descent in a state of ascent. We will be reading excerpts from the sources about it. You can download the study material on kabbalah.info. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be in the course of the lesson. To learn from a descent in a state of ascent.
I'd say also vice versa. To learn from the ascent, from the state of ascent, about the descent. We have to do that too. Why? Because usually we envision or depict our state not as a descent, but if we'll think that the entire world is concealment, that's why it's called olam, world, from the word ha'alama, concealment, then it's better for us to orient ourselves that we are in an upper exalted state and no changes were made in reality besides the concealment. That this is how the Creator is playing with us, that He created concealment on purpose in order for us to really appreciate the state of creation, where we are adhered to Him in a world that is all good, and that we have to make an effort to get back to Him, to just take off the concealment of our eyes, of our senses, that the concealment, it's called the evil inclination, our ego. Therefore, the more, on the one hand, a person wants, tries, makes an effort to feel himself in a whole and perfect state, like in Gemar Tikkun, like he can imagine it. And on the other hand, he makes efforts so that this state will really become revealed to him in all of his senses, that, as it says, all my bones shall say it. Then we'll advance. This is how we have to try to be. That then for sure we'll have more strength, energy, uplifted spirits, to reach the state of truth, that there's none else besides Him, the good that does good, that fills the entire world, and that we are with Him in dvekut, in connection. And only that there's this kind of cloud that landed on our senses, not allowing us to feel it. So, let's not yield toward this cloud, which is the evil inclination that the Creator created on purpose, but that we'll actually try to chase the concealment away. So we have to do exercises for it. And so maybe the first question is, how do we push the concealment away from our eyes, from our senses, and feel that we're corrected, and discover the connection between us up to the point of love, and in that connection we discover the Creator and become connected with Him to the same extent that we're connected between us. How do we live that way, that we discover the good through the concealment, that we chase away the concealment, that we take it off?
Our whole work is in the ten. We have a ten. The Creator gave us a place, an opportunity to do everything we can in order to connect and to understand that we cannot, and ask of Him to do this for us.
Maybe it's also what Rabash wrote about, that a person has to search for a group that is searching for the purpose of creation, and that all of us are gathering in order to receive the greatness of the Creator, through which we can receive love of the Creator. And through this group, a person can also develop the chisaron and receive the forces and the direction towards correction.
Concealment is a good thing. Without concealment, there would be nothing that could exist or does anything. It's only the upper light, and that's it. We should appreciate the concealment.
I remember that in the north of Israel, in the morning, there is mist. Really, we used to get up at 4 a.m., and mist, you can't see anything. And sometimes it's a matter of half an hour or an hour, that from a state of complete mist where you can't see what's a meter in front of you until the sun rises and you really see everything. This is our life, mist, and we have to make an effort together, but it's also the action itself, that it'll happen one way or another, but we simply have to accelerate it.
We have to remember that this myth is because we're not corrected, because we're still focused on ourselves and are concerned, and we are in such concerns for ourselves. We have to remember that the light, that the day is outside of us by the annulment that we do for each other, in the feeling that the sparks of the friends, this is what shines our path for us. This is what connects us, which is the Creator. We have to remind it to each other that we live in such a reality, that this is the true reality.
Getting rid of the mist is by like decoding this degree, like in a game, that you decipher something and the next stage opens up. And these are the examples that we get from above of what connection is, what does it mean to come out of yourself and love, and what does it mean to come out of this mist, so that we will be able to build this state ourselves. And once we arrange the state correctly, we find out that there is no mist, that this is the state, and next level.
In a very naive way, we should depict this perfect state as if we're already there. The concealment is concealment, we can see it. But on top of that, to describe as much as we can what it means to be connected, to love each other, love of others, the Creator is revealed, we bestow upon each other, we bestow upon the Creator enjoys that bestowal. This game draws lights and takes us there.
And when we play this game really well, we discover how far from one another we are, that we're not really connected, and that we don't really feel love toward one another, and then we understand that only the Creator can help, that we need Him, and He's waiting for us to turn to Him.
And this is after we made room for Him, in that desirable state of ours to reveal ourselves in the state in which we are right now. This is what can open up a deficiency between us, for the light to come and to open up in us such place. And it's not that we ourselves are building it, rather we invite it. This is how we build it.
And if we reveal ourselves, were we to reveal something, then what would happen? How would that happen?
A week ago, I took my kids to an escape room. It's such a room that if you don't do things together, you can't get out of that room.
How do we, by the concealment, when we fight against it, by fighting against it, that we don't want to cancel the concealment, because then, in the revelation of the Creator, we'll be like angels, like animals, but that actually the concealment helps us, that we keep it, that it helps us be human beings on a higher degree than animals, because animals, they just keep the laws of nature, the laws of the Creator. The concealment doesn't allow us to keep the laws of the Creator, but the laws of the concealment. How do we draw the concealment back upon ourselves in such a way that we keep ourselves disconnected from the Creator and are not to realize His laws instinctively? And still, do it, keep these laws due to the greatness of the Creator above the concealment, that the concealment becomes our screen. And then above the concealment, we want to imagine ourselves to resemble the Creator, and then we become Bnei Adam, human beings, men. And the Creator, He doesn't show that He compels us to, but we ourselves, we create the image of the Creator, we become like Him, we become an Adam. How does the concealment turn in us from a concealing Masach to a revealing Masach? Well, a bit joy. A bit more joyfully. You're already somewhat starting to feel these things.
We understand that we are in concealment. We don't feel the Creator. As He is, it's not kind of entity. These are qualities that we ourselves build together from what Kabbalists are telling us, directing us, and we reveal it out of the actions that we do between us, out of the connection between us. We are building the quality of bestowal, and we're building the Creator. And we have to understand that only from this work between us, in connection, this is what will be revealed, and we shouldn't expect it for it to be revealed in any other way.
I have a good example at home. One day, the three of my sons decided to clear one of the rooms, and they all moved to one room together, decided to build their kingdom there. You know, and there is nothing in the room. It's practically empty. But for them, you know, there's an entire kingdom there, and there are pacts and wars and this and that. And for them, there's an entire world there going on. The same with us, that this is what builds our attainment of the upper, that this is the masach, this is the resistance to not accepting things as they are, but we hold between us this thing that we want to achieve. And the scrutiny of whether we're angels or not is, are we making the effort? Do we have to keep it? And do we have to hold on to this mutual effort? If not, you're an angel.
We're asking for strength to be atop the concealment and to use it. And it is built from us, from different qualities connecting together and turning into bestowal, despite the different qualities between us. And only the light can help us to make a masach and to work in bestowal between us, which is the Creator.
Like yesterday we read in Tess that the light of Chassadim is drawn to the created being from the Creator by overcoming. So this entire game, like Aaron told, that we really want to reveal the corrected state where we are together with the Creator and the Vekut, and then we discover how incapable we are and that we're really in an opposite state, and then we draw the light that connects us and with the Creator.
And the beautiful thing here is that it's not done directly. This is the whole thing of the Ten. It is done in the society, in the connection between the friends. Here I have to annul before them. Here, with respect to them and by being connected to them, I discover another layer in me, and it's not done directly towards the Creator, rather it is done indirectly in a way where I act, where I play with the friends, and from there I receive such an influence. Well, actually it's from the Creator, but it's done through them.
Yeah, it's very non-simple. It's a kind of split, and to live in it all the time and develop it more and more, I don't know, it's not simple.
Perhaps it is simple. Perhaps it is. Everyone will make the best he can with lots of imagination, and Rav is also guiding us in a pretty clear way. We should just flow along with it. Someone mentioned earlier Play-Doh. We should play it. We should imagine it like kids do.
Yeah, and to always imagine it from this game, like we said, from connection. Questions? Yeah.
How does it happen that two opposite things which are opposite to each other happen at the same time? On the one hand, there is concealment. On the other hand, I have to work above the concealment, and it cancels the concealment, so there is no longer concealment. There is none else besides him, but I have to maintain the concealment. How does it happen together?
It happens together because two opposite things are connected by two opposite discernments that before that what I'm doing now is that I'm concealing my ego, actually, and with my entire ego I'm working in direction of bestowal above the ego. No problem. It's a psychological change. You have to imagine it a bit more. Again, it starts by imagining that I'm in a whole and complete world, and what we talked about today.
What? No. As
okay, so during the day, try to do these kinds of exercises. Maybe listen to these excerpts from these parts or this part of the lesson. It's all in all 10 minutes. And see how much this advances you. Things have to settle better in the mind and heart. They disappear and you have to bring them back and to try and build this correct kind of attitude. You have something to add? What?
No, altarul shumdavar.
11, right?
We're reading from excerpts about learning from a state of descent and from descent from a state of ascent. Excerpt number 11, what is the meaning of suffering in the work? The best advice in a state of ascent is that when a person feels that now there is a state of spirituality and he wants to find deficiencies, in that state he should delve in the Torah and find the connection between the Torah and man. From this, he will be able to take knowledge about how to serve the Creator. As it is written, a soul without knowledge is also not good. And as it is written, grant us wisdom, understanding, and knowledge from you. In that state, he will see the lack in him and will have empty kelim. By this, he will be saved from coming into a real descent. Again, the best advice in a state of ascent is that when a person feels that now there is a state of spirituality and he wants to find deficiencies, in that state he should delve in the Torah and find the connection between the Torah and man. From this, he will be able to take knowledge about how to serve the Creator. As it is written, a soul without knowledge is also not good. And as it is written, grant us wisdom, understanding, and knowledge from you. In that state, he will see the lack in him and will have empty kelim. By this, he will be saved from coming into a real descent.
שאלות? כן.
Questions?
רב, אם אפשר להסביר...
Can you explain, we read it a few times before this specific excerpt, and it's not clear. In ascent, he wants to find deficiencies in an ascent. So what does it mean to study Torah in order to find such deficiencies?
Torah, it means all the means that we have in order to discover the evil and to draw the reforming light upon it by prayer, request, raising man, and also the mud that we receive in return, the strength, the awakening, the greatness, the Creator, that all of this corrects us and that we can perform some kind of action of in order to bestow, that's called a mitzvah. So you have the prayer, you have the Torah, and then you have the mitzvah. Therefore it says, by Torah and mitzvot.
Thank you very much.
So, let's continue. 12.
Excerpt number 12 from Shamati, Baal HaSulam, article number 21, when one feels oneself in a state of ascent. When one feels oneself in a state of ascent, that is high-spirited, when he feels that he has no desire but only for spirituality, it is then good to delve in the secrets of the Torah in order to attain its internality. Even if one sees that although he exerts to understand something and still does not know anything, it is still worthwhile to delve in the secrets of the Torah, even 100 times in a single thing. One should not despair, meaning say that is useless since he does not understand anything. This is so for two reasons. One, when one delves into something and yearns to understand it, that yearning is called a prayer. This is because a prayer is a lack, meaning that one is craving what he lacks, that the Creator will satisfy his desire. The extent of the prayer is measured by the desire, since the thing that one needs most, the desire for it is greater. For according to the measure of the need, so is the measure of the yearning. There is a rule that in the thing that one makes the most effort, the exertion increases the lack, and he wants to receive a feeling for his deficiency. Also, a desire is called a prayer, regarded as the work in the heart, since the Merciful One wants the hearts. It turns out that then one can give a true prayer. Again. When one feels oneself in a state of ascent, that he is high-spirited, when he feels that he has no desire but only for spirituality, it is then good to delve in the secrets of the Torah in order to attain its internality. Even if one sees that although he exerts to understand something and still does not know anything, it is still worthwhile to delve in the secrets of the Torah, even 100 times in a single thing. One should not despair, meaning say that it is useless since he does not understand anything. This is so for two reasons. One, when one delves into something and yearns to understand it, that yearning is called a prayer. This is because a prayer is a lack, meaning that one is craving what he lacks, that the Creator will satisfy his desire. The extent of the prayer is measured by the desire. Since the thing that one needs most, the desire for it is greater. For according to the measure of the need, so is the measure of the yearning. There is a rule that in the thing that one makes the most effort, the exertion increases the lack, and he wants to receive feeling for his deficiency. Also, a desire is called a prayer, regarded as the work in the heart, since the Merciful One wants the hearts. It turns out that then one can give a true prayer.
Suppose we have no problem to delve into the words of the Torah and to also yearn to understand and feel and absorb and somehow come closer to it. Also, no problem. Our problem is that for some reason we can't turn to the Creator for Him to help us, as though we have enough deficiencies. We also have to learn how to bring them together and connect them, but the main thing is to turn to Him. Were we to feel that we have to turn them to the Creator, then we'd already accordingly arrange our plea, our request. How? Thanks to the group. Can we feel, really feel, that the deficiencies that I feel, I have to direct them to the Creator, to direct them how, to arrange them how, connect, and how do you turn, in short? How do you turn to Him? In the matter of turning to the Creator, here we have like this white spot, to feel the chesronot, to sort them, also maybe how, what. The main thing is to turn to the Creator from the deficiencies. Why do I forget here? I'm left with myself. It's clear why am I not attributing it to the Creator, because He's hidden. But why in this state where the Creator is concealed can't I direct myself to Him with all of my actually correct deficiencies, where I'm not asking Him to rid me of judgments or different unpleasant things? Maybe I'm asking for more exalted things instead. How do you do it? How do we arrange such a plea to the Creator that this is something probably that we have to do as a group, that it's clear to me that without the group I can't turn to the Creator. And with the group, it's really of the obvious that I turn to Him. This is what happens, that I turn to the Creator. And therefore I start understanding that what I have to achieve is love of friends, and from it, later, I'll come to love of the Creator. But now I have to attain the connection between us, and if our connection is what stands in front of me in a clear way, then this will also force me to turn to the Creator for Him to help me reach connection. Please.
This is the essence of our work. In two levels, there is none else besides Him, the good who does good. At first, a person has to ascribe all his desires for the ten, in order to work in the ten. That is called, there is none else besides Him. Through the connection in the ten, he can ascribe every desire, not for himself, rather, now it comes from the center of the group, from the Creator, from some system that I have to work with. And then it has to be inverted into good who does good. And we can do that only if we invert every desire, as we said before, to challenge, to a means to increase the connection between us, to rise above it. And then every desire turns into an opportunity. And we live in sufferings of love, in yearning for the greatness of the Creator. So we live in two levels.
We have to attain a mutual pain. Man is just a robot. He can be in his thoughts and things for 100 years. But now there is the reforming light that reforms. And we have to get together, come together, and ask for unity in a true prayer, and for that prayer not to leave us.
Every person that has a point in the heart has some connection with the Creator, but it is so small and so unclear, just a tiny illumination that you can never speak to the Creator through. So He gave us a group. He gave us an opportunity to talk to Him through the friends, to love like Him. And by making such a constant effort, we have to draw His light, we have to draw His love, to change our nature and to give us another nature.
Yeah, if we see not our deficiency, but the deficiency of the friends, that really my yearning for the Creator is not in my hands. It doesn't exist in me. It's something I've acquired from the friends. Then this chisaron, I can turn to the Creator, and it'll be answered, because the way that I turn to the Creator directly, it's not turning to the Creator, actually. So, if I take the deficiency from the friends, then naturally, I turn to the Creator for Him to take their deficiencies and not my own, and then it's possible.
And why don't we turn to the Creator? Because we don't have enough of the greatness of the Creator. We don't appreciate the quality of bestowal. We run away from it. Only in the group we can build it.
Israel, the light and the Creator are one. Also, Rav Switter mentioned that it's me, the group, the Creator, and just like Rav said, that there comes a point where you know that you have to turn to the Creator, ask for them. Like Shai said, and this is something that we forget about. We have to remind each other that this is what you have to hammer on all the time, to ask for the Creator to reveal Himself in the friends.
We have to train ourselves constantly in searching for spiritual deficiencies. Instinctively, we always we're always looking for fulfillment for our deficiencies in corporality or spirituality. We always want for these deficiencies to be fulfilled. But out of our work together on annulling ourselves, on connecting, we keep practicing on searching for deficiencies which are external to us. And then gradually, in the 10, with the whole group, with the whole world Kli, with the deficiencies of the whole world, until the wisdom of Kabbalah will spread out throughout the world. This is the deficiency we keep developing.
So what follows is that prayer is that constant effort to hold the picture of the One. That's the correct picture of connection. And this is what we act out in the 10. And what a person feels all the time above what he feels when he's connected in the 10. And this is exactly the prayer to the Creator.
True, a prayer. This is our work. And from every state, wherever you are, as little as you are, who are you to pray? Nothing. Doesn't matter. You keep on praying, and that is our work. The more you work in that prayer for the friends, there you discover their deficiencies. And then the prayer becomes a prayer of many, because you're praying also for them. So they will also pray for others in the 10. Excerpt number 13 from Rabash, quick nearing. One does not enter the work of the left, called trouble, unless during an ascent. At that time, he enters the left, meaning while he is still not in a descent. Rabbi Elazar said, one should always precede trouble with prayer. This means that even when one is in a state of ascent, he must ask the Creator to bring him closer with another greater nearing, so he will advance in the work. If he feels no deficiency, he cannot advance. This is why he is given a descent from above, so he will have a lack. A descent is called trouble, and then he prays. Hence, there is an advice. Before the trouble comes to him, he already prays. Again, one does not enter the work of the left, called trouble, unless during an ascent. At that time, he enters the left, meaning while he is still not in a descent. Rabbi Elazar said, one should always precede trouble with prayer. This means that even when one is in a state of ascent, he must ask the Creator to bring him closer with another greater nearing, so he will advance in the work. If he feels no deficiency, he cannot advance. This is why he is given a descent from above, so he'll have a lack. A descent is called trouble, and then he prays. Hence, there is an advice. Before the trouble comes to him, he already prays.
How do we do it? In the group? In the 10. Everyone awakens his attitude toward the group. While it's tasteless, we can discuss this together when we're in ascent. How do we want to draw the state of descent to it, where our connection was in that felt, and our inclination, and also toward the Creator? How do you do it? How do we, in the group, realize From the feeling of ascent, also those shortcomings that are revealed during the time of descent, and pull them, all of us together now. Let's talk about it. So it'll be clear to everyone.
I really don't know. It's not simple.
Start talking about it and you'll see that it's okay, that it's fine. That you can imagine these states. It's not a problem. To imagine the current state of ascent, the state of descent as was, that we want to get out of there the iniquities, the lack for the greatness of the Creator, the group, that all these things now we want for them, we want to correct them. And then in the state of ascent, we turn to the Creator for Him to correct those deficiencies that were previously revealed, and then we really gain our kelim. Please. The descent's given by the Creator. The ascent's given by the Creator. And to ask to add the descent to the ascent, this is us. This is our spiritual kelim. Please.
Now it's very beautiful. When we came to the lesson, we didn't feel such importance of the Creator, the importance of the group, of the ten. And when we started the lesson, now we are together with the reforming light. We feel how important it is and how to connect it. I don't know.
Because in the connection, where we're together and that we awaken our mutual yearning and so on. I wouldn't come were it not for the friends. I wouldn't come. Meaning the entire chisaron is because of the friends. That light comes to this chisaron, and it is actually what reveals those places that need to be corrected. This is why we demand the chisaron, that it comes from the light that we have awoken.
And during the ascent, when the group is there, then we should scrutinize the importance of the goal and what we can do in practice in order to implement the goal, what we can do inside a group.
There's this word, kuchia, which is a kind of bird that screams, that the friends, they raise man together, but a few hours ago, things were very different. There's a tremendous difference compared to the yearning of all the friends, and this is something that we have to increase. There's what to work at.
If in a given time we're unable to overcome the descent, so actually we're given a state of ascent. And from there we can ask for those states, for those deficiencies we were before and couldn't overcome at that moment. If we can overcome it, then we're already in ascent. We don't regard it as a descent. So now for all these incidents, what we cannot justify, where we cannot connect, where we condemn the Creator and the friends, specifically in the ascent, we can ask for them to always see them, that the Creator is behind them and He wants to advance us, for us to correct ourselves eventually.
I think that all of us have impressions from states where the friends are sleeping and no one cares, and you come and want to awaken the friends and everyone remains in their indifference. Like when we were dealing with things that, like, who's present, who's not, and, you know, different other things. But in this new state where everyone feels this inner consent toward Arvut, and whatever you do internally or externally, it's a constant, ongoing act. You constantly act out the Arvut towards others. This is the rope that the group throws you. And this is what I come to the friends and to the table with, and this is what we start bombarding each other with, and then we're engaged only in the greatness of the Creator. And this is the recognition of the state of ascent, and to add to this further deficiencies in order to realize this in every given moment.
We're sitting here, and it's a very, very exalted state. What we had a few hours ago was very, very despicable, up to a point of betrayal. And you know, He did it. You couldn't do anything about it. The Creator did it. He gave you those 2 degrees. Now, what do we have waiting for us in the future? What does He prepare for us? There is great gratitude being here and seeing those 2 degrees. How to use what we had during the ascent for the sake of the future. How to live it. How to live those next degrees with Him.
How does this feeling that everyone felt not long ago, that he doesn't love anyone, he doesn't want to connect with anyone?
Except number 14, Rabash, what does the king stands on his field when the crop is ripe mean in the work? The correction of a person walking on the left line is because he does not wait to get a decline and fall. And then he will wait until an awakening from above comes to him. Instead, he draws upon himself the left, and then he sees that he is in a state of descent, meaning that he does not have a single spark to desire to work in order to bestow and not for his own benefit. And then he can pray. It is as Baal HaSulam said, about what our sages said of David, who said, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. That is, King David did not wait for the dawn, which is called black, which is darkness, meaning that the darkness awakens him. Instead, he awakens the darkness. He prays to the Creator to illuminate His face for him, and thus he gains time from having the preparation for the darkness, and then it is easier to correct it. Again, the correction of a person walking on the left line is because he does not wait to get a decline and fall. And then he will wait until an awakening from above comes to him. Instead, he draws upon him the left, and then he sees that he is in a state of descent, meaning that he does not have a single spark of desire to work in order to bestow and not for his own benefit. And then he can pray. It is as Baal HaSulam said about what our sages said of David, who said, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. That is, King David did not wait for the dawn, which is called black, which is darkness, meaning that the darkness awakens him. Instead, he awakens the darkness. He prays to the Creator to illuminate his face for him. And thus, he gains time from having the preparation for the darkness. And then it is easier to correct it.
No, the kvar barur lano, misham basof.
Who's there? It's already clear to us that this is the work that we have to do, to keep on going. Don't wait that from day to day you'll get something new. Don't expect to get anything new from day to day if we don't realize what we had to do.
We said that the state of ascent is when you have the greatness of the Creator and the importance of the goal and the Creator, and the state of descent is, well, if I look at states Well, the Creator is always missing between us, is lacking. I don't see a state of this of ascent. If this is the definition, then I was never in an ascent. He's always lacking. We never talk enough about him. He's not important for us. So the question, if those states talk of our present state, or of states where we will truly be in an ascent. Because I feel that by those definitions, I'm in a constant descent.
So pray. What's the problem? Ask for the greatness of the Creator, the importance of the Creator in your eyes, for Him to help you, to act out toward the friends, toward the group, toward the teachings, towards the means. What's the problem? You lack support from the group. And envy, lust, honor, their awakening. Maybe that? Still, we have to see how we're always needy. How we're needy of greater connection, to position ourselves this way on each and every step and to step accordingly. That the more we come together, join together, and then from that, our appeal to the Creator will be more powerful. It'll act. Everything depends on the measure of our connection. The measure of connection, it becomes the demand, it awakens the yearnings in us, the correct desires. This is what we get the understanding, spiritual feeling from. Because besides connecting around the center of the group, around the Creator, we have no other spiritual action. Only praying to Him and this inclination.
New York.
No.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
So the question is, I heard that it is enough to have a deficiency of the heart so that the prayer will be accepted. The right deficiency should be in the heart. So what does it mean that we have to constantly ask the Creator?
What you have in your heart, that is given to you by the Creator. It's not your chisaron. It's not your chisaron. We have to add a chisaron without a chisaron. That's how it's called. A chisaron without a chisaron. Meaning that I'm actually not lacking anything. According to my own desire, it doesn't awaken in me. Even though that a desire for the greatness of the Creator does awaken in you, it's still not a prayer because you already have it. What you have isn't what you're looking for. That maybe it's like you lost something, like an old man walking around looking for something. He lost. So the chisaron for the greatness of the Creator, what is it for? It is a chisaron so that by this chisaron, so that by the greatness of the Creator that will appear, we will be able to connect to each other more, more strongly. More tightly together. And then we'll reach such pressure, such compression between us that the Creator will become revealed. To make room for the Creator to reveal Himself, this is actually to reach a state where between us there is no field. And then he reveals himself in the lack of distance between us. So this is what we have to reach. Meaning, a prayer before you pray, you have to prepare it. What are you praying for? What are you asking? What for? For what need? It has to be correctly processed as much as you can, of course. And to the measure to which you can, you always get an answer. That we're always advancing the way that we do, we still have no prayer. We have to reach a state where it's not that the teacher comes to the morning lesson and takes us a bit forward. Eventually, that's not seriously or correctly advancing, but advancement has to come as a result of us, from the lack of connection between us, and that's due to the lack of the greatness of the Creator between us. We have to advance toward the connection and then to ask the Creator to realize it. Well, Moscow.
Доброе утро.
Good morning.
Вот эти отрывки Рабаша, которые мы сейчас читаем.
Those excerpts of Rabash that we're reading.
Как тут сейчас увиделись, как будто такая универсальная формула успеха.
Suddenly they appear as a universal formula for success in every area. Suppose in a state of ascent to read the sources, in a state of descent we should keep longing for the goal. Whatever I do, I can use it there. But here, there is the Creator. And one way or another, Rabash is advising us, even in the last excerpt, he advises to pray for the Creator to illuminate his face to him. And you keep directing us to the group. But it's not written with Rabash, and you keep sending us to the group. So the question is, why isn't it written so clearly with Rabash? Let's say, in your blog, it's the group, group, group. And for him, it doesn't appear there. So what does it help this group when I put myself into the group? Rav. It's true. I already said it several times before. Rabash did not have room to scrutinize all these things in the group. This is one thing. In order to push his students to be so connected and scrutinize their spiritual states, true states, not just spiritual states, in the connection between them in the group. He didn't have time either. Since the group got organized, groups, till he passed away, it was 6 years. It's not enough time in order to build such things. The fact that I'm pushing you is because it seems to me that this is how it's supposed to be. And even more so, where will you get support from? Where will you get support from? Who will bring you back to the right direction if you're all under the control of your ego? How come? Where is the right spiritual direction? Where is the Creator? In what direction can you find Him? Explain this to me. How can it be that a person awakens alone the right way in the right direction? He gets several pushes from the Creator, that's true. But in what direction? Look what he writes about Matan Torah, Darvut, about the social articles. He cannot every time remind this to you. Perhaps you're right with your claim, but behind all those claims, what can I tell you? Continue the way you think. I have nothing else to give you. If you will be immersed in yourself, all of you, and you will not awaken the matter of the group, which we can also see from the Zohar and from all the studies of the Baal Shem Tov, it's all about the group. It's all about connection. So I don't know what to do. If a person is not supported by the group, see what he writes in the Free Choice, in all these articles. It all depends on the environment. So don't call it a group, don't call it a tent, call it environment. But you have to be included with the environment and to go with it. And he who chooses a better environment every time is rewarded with success. So do it. Whatever is written, without listening to me, without hearing me, let's see what kind of conclusions you will come to. Our ego, certainly it wants to pull us in different personal directions, and this is what people do. And in the individual destiny, there are times when a person gets disconnected from the group and from this whole thing. He doesn't want it. He can't tolerate it, that's clear. But after some time, and for exalted souls, this is an extended period of time. Souls with big, powerful evil inclination, with great obstacles, because they have to reach great revelations, great achievements in depth, not just to see things, but to acknowledge the depth of this whole system of the soul. So such a person is in great concealment. He is in great concealment, and it is very hard for him. And he sees that his friends are running forward, and they receive this whole Torah of the group, of connection, ten, dissemination, all those things. Work in the group, the way they embrace each other, the way they sing together, eat together, and he can't tolerate it. He can't. It's disgusting. Because his will to receive is greater times over, and it doesn't allow him to see things. And perhaps after a double time, then what they need in order to start connecting in the group. Perhaps after 10 or 20 years later, after them, he begins to realize that the main thing is the connection in the group. And before that, he could hear it every day, but it doesn't matter how many times he hears it. We understand that it is important when the upper light will influence him and poke him in his inner point. Therefore, everyone has his own phase. We cannot demand from everyone. There are people who leave us because spirituality is not appealing to them. They're not ripe enough yet. There are people who leave us because it is the connection is very repulsive to them. Love thy friend as thyself, and such things. They are directed to reveal godliness, but not through that means. Until it will become clear to them that that means itself is not a means, rather the construction of the kli for the revelation of the Creator, and that takes few good years. It can take even 20 years, but it's okay. Everything is according to the root of the soul. Therefore, don't be impressed that there are people who are drawn to connection, to the group, and there are such people who don't. Only the group should pay attention and make sure that there are no disturbances. Those who are not drawn to it, they too should try somehow to be connected to everyone, somehow through an external connection. You should look after them. They will come to the recognition of the necessity for connection a little bit later. Okay, let's go on. Now, let's move to the preface of the Wisdom of Kabbalah.